Now, trouble on the streets of South Belfast. Trouble overnight. Bottles thrown at police as a crowd of about 300 people gathered. The disturbances lasted for 2 hours, ending at about 4:30 this morning. It's understood a number of arrests were made. These students witnessed the trouble.
It was very hectic. Some would say mayhem. It was very crazy. There's a lot of jumping on cars, hitting cars, speeding cars.
There's only about one or two cars jumped on. Compared to a few hundred people out there, for one or two boys to be hit, a couple of cars to be hit, that's not that bad compared to how many people are out there.
One police officer said some people in the crowd had been singing pro-IRA songs. Officers were in riot gear. Police dogs on the ground. One student living in the area said the crowd had been good-natured before the police arrived. The area had been the scene of disturbances on previous St Patrick's Days. In other words, here we go again. The Sinn Féin MLA for South Belfast, Martin O'Mueller, gave this reaction.
Well, I think there's a sense of disappointment, maybe even a little bit of weariness as well, because St Patrick's Day has been such a great day of celebration in Belfast. And when we wake up and get ready for all the celebrations that are taking place today, the last thing we want to hear is the emergence again of the perennial problem, I suppose, from the Holy Land. And a lot of hard work had been done this year to try and avoid that, so don't have the full details. But I think that I did hear the resident spokesperson on earlier today, and I think I share his sense of outrage, I suppose, that this group of young people have marred the night and perhaps the day for people in South Belfast.
Do we not say the same thing every year?
Well, I suppose that's a sense of weariness, and it has to be put in context. One of the great, outcomes of the trouble in the Holy Lands is there's more St Patrick's Day celebrations in South Belfast probably than anywhere else. Fitzroy Church later today, Rosario Youth Club, Shaftesbury Recreation Centre. These are really community hubs in the area, which are setting out to really let their herd in today and have a great day for the entire community. And therefore, we're going three steps forward and two steps back. Now, I want to get the full details, but I'm not sure how, as a city, we're going to have to overcome this. But the students and the hangers-on have to understand that they share that part of South Belfast with a vibrant community from all parts of the world, and they have to show respect for that community.
Well, what chances really are of that? There were missiles being thrown last night. There was property damaged. A police officer was injured. Other police officers were attacked. And this is the next generation we're talking about here of students.
Well, I think there's every chance of getting this sorted out, and we will return to it again and again and again until we get it right. I'm at the Queen's University at the end of February. I admired some of the measures they were taking. Some of it, you think to yourself, surely this isn't necessary when they say we're going to cancel classes and advise people to go home. But we'll return to it until we get it sorted out. And really, the people of the Holy Lands, the families who have held on, the residents who have held on, plus the new residents, sometimes from all parts of the world who have moved in there, they deserve this to be a day that they can look forward to, not that they should fear. And that's the resolve that I'll bring to this. I will meet the PSNI, if not today, then later this week or early next week, we'll meet Queen's again. But as a community and as a city, we'll return to this again and again.
Are Queen's doing enough?
I think they're doing their best. Can always do a little bit more, yes, but do we really need the young people involved in this to reflect on what they're doing and to ask themselves, is this the proper way to celebrate the National Saints Day? I think we do. And while all of us can do more, we do need that sense of responsibility and respect for your neighbours. And, you know, I was really, I suppose, most annoyed this morning when I was listening to the BBC and a reporter said people were still coming home at 6:30 and shouting and singing and so on. And that's the sense of anger I would feel is that people think that they can run roughshod over the local community, the people in South Belfast. So I'd say to the students and hangers-on, and I don't know how many of them are students, I don't know what colleges they attend, I don't know if they're just hangers-on who gravitate towards the Holy Land, but we won't let them spoil St Patrick's Day for us. We'll be at, as you know, we're running from City Hall now for a 10K Later in the day, I'll be at Fitzroy Church. I'll also be in Shaftesbury and Rosario, and I'll be at the City Hall parade around the Custom House Square. So that should be the message. We need to get this sorted, but at the same time, we won't let anybody spoil St. Patrick's.
I wonder what plans Queen's University had in place last night.
Well, you'll have to talk to them about that, and they then go through the detail of that. But, you know, Stephen, I suppose we will return to it again. I'm going to make my apologies because I have to go on to be at the start of this this run from City Hall. But we'll return to it again, Stephen, and my promise and my pledge is we will get this right. We will not let these events and this trouble mar and spoil Paddy's Day for all the people of Belfast.
Okay, Martin, thank you.
Thank you, Stephen.
We'll get your reaction this morning, 030 30 80 55 55. Already some of you saying, look, this is not just Queen's. There would be some students from the Ulster University, Jordanstown, living around that area. Let's take our first call, Jamie in Malyle. Morning, Jamie.
All right, Stephen, how are you?
Go ahead.
Top of the morning to you.
Go ahead, morning to you.
Listen, Stephen, number one, when it's around July, it's called all sorts of different names to do with the trouble. It's called Loyalist Riding, all sorts of stuff. This is getting labelled every year as recreational trouble. It's nationalist thugs. Look at the pictures. That's what it is. What I want to ask you, see, when it comes to the Alexia Tudel and stuff, are you going to be covering a story in another 3 or 4 months, or is it going to be forgot about in 2 days? This is nationalist thugs. Look at the pictures. People running around with Irish flags around them, celebrating the day that's supposed to be for everybody, wrecking and smashing. And every year, you are calling it recreational ratting or recreational trouble. It's not. It's not at all. Call it what it is. And as I say, is UTV and BBC going to put these faces out on mugshots the way you do around the 12th of July? Are you going to be talking about this in 3 weeks, the way you do about Tudel Avenue 9 months down the line? Or is it going to be forgot about in 2 days?
Stay there, Jimmy. Jude Collins, morning to you. What's your take on this?
Here we have the great Republican advocate. This man.
Well, let's let the man speak. No, don't start that.
He'll defend it.
Don't start that. Go on, Jude.
Yes, thank you, Stephen, for leaving some space for me to speak. I suppose the first thing that occurs to me is if I'd been a resident in the area, I'd have been pretty cheesed off to have 300 noisy students out in the street until 4 a.m. And I think, as Martin and Muir indicated, students do need to consider the fact there are other people in the world besides themselves. Now, that said, staying up late for young people, getting merry for young people, even getting drunk when you're young, that's part of being a young person. Now, I think if you can't remember that, I suggest there's something wrong with your memory mechanism, maybe.
Hold on, Jimmy. Let's let him finish. Hold on.
So I think we have to put it in that context. That doesn't make it right. And as I say, if I'd been subject to that kind of noise and misbehaviour, I'd be really pretty cheesed off. The other thing I would say is I don't know what the situation was when the police arrived. Some of the students, I gathered, had said there wasn't any trouble before that. Now, I'm not sure if that's true or not. But Brendan Behan, the Irish writer, once said, no situation so bad, but a arrival of a policeman can't make it worse. So if the police approach these people in a friendly and non-threatening way and try to get them to behave themselves, I would applaud that. If, on the other hand, they approach them with serried ranks of police officers in full riot gear, I would suggest that that's, you know, the students would see that as the grim face of authority out to spoil their fun, and you have the natural response. As to the singing
it's
of
not
Irish
a natural
songs,
response.
I think that is plain stupid and plain wrong.
Sorry, why would it be? Hold on, Jimmy. I'll let you come back in 1 second, Jimmy. Stay there. Jude, why did you describe it as a natural response if the students saw police in riot gear? I'm sorry. If I saw the police in riot gear, I'd want to get offside, get away from it because of any potential trouble that I wouldn't want to get caught up in. Why do you call it a natural response to take the police on because they're in riot gear?
Well, you're looking at young people who've been drinking for the last couple of hours. And you have, as you know, in this society, and if we're saying that most of these are nationalist or Republican background kids, you have had the whole sort of traditional problem of policing here. Now, I'm not saying for one moment that that excuses their attacks on the police. That should not have happened, no matter how the police approached them. But I'm saying it does require a maximum careful thought about how to approach a bunch of young people who are probably a bit tipsy.
Yes.
And if you don't, then, you know, the consequences will follow, whether we like it or not.
Breese Ruddy, College Park Avenue Residents Association. Morning to you, Breese.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. I just need you to come closer to the phone, Breese, for me.
Okay, is that okay? I'm speaking on a mobile, so.
Yeah, were you up and about and observing this last night, Breese?
No, not last night, because to be honest, Stephen, this riot is nothing unusual. This riot is anticipated and expected. We're running a family fun day today to try to overcome the kind of negative publicity we get from that riot. And to be honest, what's different? What's new?
Well, but that in itself is depressing. You're essentially saying this happens all the time.
It happens not only on St. Patrick's Day. I find it amusing that we get the media here on St. Patrick's Day. We live in an area where year-round, term time, there is ongoing antisocial behaviour, criminal damage to our houses and to our cars, and nobody does anything except when the spotlight is shone on St. Patrick's Day. We have a problem in this area. The problem is too many houses of multiple occupancy, too many students crammed into one area, and we're hoping that the building of new student accommodation will help to alleviate this. But it's not just a St. Patrick's Day problem, it's all year round. And it's about time that it was sorted at a strategic level.
You know, I'm reading some of the texts today. Some people said to me, who say that they live within the area, that there was the deliberate damage of people's cars last night.
That happens all year round.
What do they do to the cars?
They kick off the wing mirrors, run over the top of the cars, scrape the sides, all year round. All year round. Ask any resident of this area, and one of the nice little games they do when going out drunk at 10 o'clock at night is run along the street kicking off the wing mirrors.
Now, I'm not sure about this, okay? So I'm saying this out loud. It's just in the back of my head somewhere. You keep me right here, Breese. There's something sending me in my head that when we did this story some other year, whatever year it was, that the university said that they were going to put wardens on the ground. Did that not happen, or have I made that up in my head?
There were wardens on the ground.
Well, where did they go? Where were they last night?
That was funded at a central level, and it was meant to have contributions from the universities, the city council, etc. All of that happened for a couple of years.
Breese, have you dropped off? She clearly has. There's a question. Now, we have contacted both Queen's and the University of Ulster. Or are we contacting the University of Ulster? We certainly should, if we haven't. I want to know where these wardens went to. If the wardens all of a sudden disappeared. Breese, you know you're back with us. Have they disappeared?
There's no wardens. The scheme was cut a year or so ago. We now have some community safety officers, small numbers, who are in the area at certain times. But, Stephen, we come back to the basic strategic point. We have the highest rate of student antisocial behaviour in these islands, of all the universities. We have too high a density in a residential area. Too high a density. Mm. We have too many HMOs. We have too many landlords who won't put a clause in their lease that there should be no parties. We have too many parents who don't take responsibility for allowing their kids to stay up here at St. Patrick's Day, knowing what they get up to. So it's a big, wide societal problem and needs to be solved at a strategic level. But on the positive side, Stephen, are you still there?
Yes.
On the positive side, we are running a family fun day this afternoon, and we are reclaiming this area for the residents who live here.
Well, you might reclaim the area. And look, Breese, I'm not trying to knock what you're doing, but the obvious question is, what's happening later on tonight again?
Oh, yes. We would anticipate it's not usually one day on St. Patrick's Day, it's usually three. So I would say there will be trouble tonight, yes. And this is what we expect, and this is why we're actually holding the event that we're holding. Because we're going to make that not happen anymore.
The other thing that I'm looking at this morning, and again, I might have got this wrong, but I'm looking through all of the copy, all of the news copy. Has there been any reaction from the universities?
Well,
you know, they are a player in this. So where are they this morning? Now, we've put a call in to Queen's University. We haven't had any response from them this morning. Where are they? Where's their spokesman out this morning telling us what they've been doing, telling us what they're trying to do to control their students, some of whom would have been caught up in this? And where's their message? Queen's University, one of our main universities in this country, where's their message looking forward to tonight and tomorrow night and what they're saying to their students?
There is about £2 million spent each year on this. Queen's University, Ulster University, SOS Bus, safety wardens, volunteers, all come out here to control and manage unacceptable behaviour. The universities do try in a situation where the law prevents them from doing an awful lot more. My view is there needs to be a root and branch review of the whole situation here, a root and branch review of why the law doesn't facilitate this being dealt with properly. It's not just Queen, it's University of Ulster, it's St Mary's and Stranmillis, and it's increasingly Belfast Met. And all of those agencies do take responsibility and do try to work with young people who are behaving badly. But it's a year-round problem. It's a societal problem. It's a problem of the law. Not, you know, the law is really quite daft in many respects, and there's an awful lot of things they're not allowed to do or not able to do. So my suggestion is a root and branch review with an external person, a person from elsewhere, looking at this whole situation.
Okay, let me get
the
reaction.
Obviously the things they're doing don't work.
Let me get reaction this morning. John in Belfast. Morning, John. Hello, John.
Hello, Stephen. Is that you?
Yes, that's me.
Stephen, you were talking about last night. Have you been reading the papers lately?
Yes.
You're starting to put these new colleges up in Belfast.
Yes.
2,500, maybe 2,700 students. And they're in the centre of Belfast. Can you imagine what's going to happen to Belfast? Never mind the whole lot. The racket.
John, thank you. Let me go to John in Belfast now. Morning, John.
Morning, Stephen. A couple of points I'd like to put to you, if you don't mind.
Yes.
You know, firstly, I'm a Protestant. I was going to go into a turn today. I don't know why it's safe or not now, after what I've seen last night. Now, these MLAs...
Well, there's no suggestion it's not safe, is there?
Well, 300 people attacking the police with Irish strike horse tells me it's not safe. The world I live in. You know, so...
They didn't all have tricolours. Lasted a couple of hours, then was contained. I'm not minimising this to the people living around the area, but, you know, we are not stressed, not in a situation where there's any suggestion that you can't go into the city centre.
Well, in the real world, where people like me live, you know, in the town, if we're calling this a day, we have to listen to MLAs and politicians tell us it's an inclusive day for all. That's insulting to my intelligence and anybody's intelligence. Now, if the 12th of July is a Protestant day, for Protestant people. I can accept that. Well, Irish people, Catholic people don't feel welcome. That's called a spade a spade. But that's called a spade a spade about St. Patrick's Day. It's a day of Irish republicanism. And Protestant people are not welcome.
Well,
so if you're going to call it that, that's
not
what it is.
Not for very many people view it differently.
Well, in other parts of Northern Ireland, it seems to be. But unfortunately, in this hellhole of a city...
For goodness sake, listen, Google is green today. If you look around the world, there are many places in the world celebrating St. Patrick's Day today. And one of the biggest depressing things about this morning is here we are talking about a riot where police are being attacked rather than how they're maybe doing it elsewhere in the world, which is a tone of celebration.
Well, who's Sinn Féin going to blame? Are they going to blame Tesco's and Asda? Or cheap Trent? You know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
There wasn't an orange man at sight. Who's going to blame him on it? You know, every time there's a rat up in Ardoyne or something, well, it's because of the...
This is students.
You know, and stuff, you know?
This is students engaging in this.
Exactly. This isn't the so-called dregs of society, the working class people. That's out. This is the future doctors and whoever, lawyers and the people might have been ruining the country, but yet... You know, it's just, they had too much drink and, you know, their heads went. You know, but when it's the other way around, it's because the people are, they're just scum, they're just out, and that's what you do at bomb parades. You know what I mean? The hypocrisy stinks.
Jude Collins? So
I think that the young people in the Holy Land just should be impressed on them that they aren't entitled to deprive their neighbours of a night's sleep, much less to abuse or attack or damage their property. I think also that the police if they haven't, and if they haven't successfully, certainly, they do need, and the university authorities, to form positive relationships with the students well in advance. Of Paddy's.
What is the university doing, Jude?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, none of us know.
That has to be high in their priority list. And the police's priority list. So you get some sort of workable relationship.
Hold on, one at a time. Hold on. Go on, Jude.
I'm simply saying that the university and the police need to, well in advance of St. Patrick's Day, to engage with these students, to establish some sort of personal relationships with them so they don't see it as a them versus us.
There are some basics.
As a result, you might have a better outcome than we had this year.
There are some basics in my head this morning, right? Because this goes on year in, year out, and we stress this isn't the first time that this has happened. Listen to the residents and what they're telling us. So why is there not CCTV put up in that area so that these students know if they're going to go out and wreck, if they're going to run over people's cars, if they're going to destroy property, if they're going to attack the police, then they will be caught on CCTV, they will have a criminal record, and if they think a night's fun, as they would call it, which is a disgraceful descriptor of it, but if they think that one night of this is worth it, then they will be caught, they will be prosecuted. Why is there not CCTV up around that area to protect
the
residents?
Even of the university? That's an important question.
It's what?
What about the makeup of the university? Look at the percentage of the people that attend it. Look at the low, low percentage of planets.
Where are the leaders from the university this morning? Did they get up early this morning to be proactive, to get up, to get out, to be sending out a message to their students? Paul, morning to you, Paul. Morning, Paul.
Stephen, I'm just dropped off our university. I work for a taxi company. If you go down, where is the student, where is the Queen's leaders now? If you go down University Avenue now, about 10 doors down the left-hand side, there's a group between 15 and 25 young fellows with tricolours, Republican music going, and dancing in the streets with bottles of Buckfast at 9:15 in the morning. There's a large gathering at the spar shop with cases of beer, with Ireland taps on, with tricolour taps on, with Celtic taps on. 9:15 in the morning. Where's Queen's University now? Send them somebody from a Nolan show up there now. Do you see it at 9:15 the morning after?
Well, the flip side of this, Paul, is we can't blame Queen's University on this in themselves, can we? Because, you know, I've suggested that there are other universities, their students will reside in this area, the universities.
Even, it's 9:15 in the morning, they're dancing in the street with the Republican music going, but battles of Buckfast.
Well, how do we know, for example, that they are students?
Well, there's large crowds. How do we know there were students last night? Is Queen's out checking? Are the students, is Ulster University out checking their students? The Belfast City Council have 4 or 5 phones in there now. Large road sweepers, small road sweepers, manual workers, everything else trying to get up, and they've started dancing on the streets now with bottles of Buckfast at 9:15 in the morning. Have a wee think, Steve. What would it be like at 12 o'clock?
Have a think what it would be like to live there, have a home there, be paying rates there.
Send somebody from your show up, Steve, and you see that. You wouldn't believe that. Up there last night, at the spar shop and all, that number to do with a spar shop, there's a gathering with slabs of beer, cases of beer, bottles of Buckfast, the flags, the music, and it's 9:15.
Jude Collins has suggested, now he wasn't talking about violence being part of it, but Jude Collins has suggested, and Jude, you're still with me, so correct me if I'm wrong in what you said here, that going out and getting drunk on party occasions like this is part of growing up, Paul.
That's correct.
I listen to Jude Collins, and I can't really take Jude Collins serious sometimes. So we'll let them dance about there now with their bottles of Buckfast. We'll play their music, we'll annoy their neighbours, but don't send the police in because it could irritate them.
No, he didn't say that. Jude, why don't you say what you said?
Don't put the rat gear on.
I'll say, of course, you have to. Police and the authorities have to respond to any situation in the way they think will be most productive. Now, it is possible that they saw a situation where the only way they could go in was with wearing riot gear. All I'm saying is, if it was possible to go in as non-threatening a fashion and as neighbourhood and friendly a fashion as possible, there might have been less chance of a clash. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I'm just saying it does seem fairly obvious that if you could go in a reasonable and a friendly way, you're less likely to evoke a violent response than if you produce men, you know, dressed for a riot and essentially saying, we're expecting a riot. I think, you know, you sometimes get what you wish for.
The top of Stephen's programme, Stephen says the police dogs had to be unleashed.
Well, hold on a minute. That was me. I'm phrasing that. They didn't have to be unleashed. I meant that there were dogs out last night. My fault. Yeah. My bad. Right.
Okay, so, but even so, Stephen, the police is here to keep law and order. There's people living in that order. It's not all students living in that area. There's ordinary people living in that area. And they're not entitled to land their bed today or get up for their work without having anything. Stephen, it's quarter past nine in the morning and they're dancing in the streets with their bottles. Is there not against the law to drink in the street?
Well, there are many, many questions. Look, it's 25 to 10 now. So yeah. Here are the questions. As this programme develops this morning, here are the public questions from me. From me this morning. One, where are the representatives from the universities today? Where are they?
Where this morning?
Secondly, how many wardens were on the ground last night? It's not the first time this has happened. So what was being proactively done on the ground last night to try to ensure that residents' property was respected and the residents who live there were respected as individuals? Three, where's the CCTV around the area? Why isn't that up? Why aren't there more people arrested? Why isn't there a signal being sent out to these so-called students? They want to do this, they'll be caught and they'll be prosecuted.